UK considers initiating a digital equivalent of pound sterling. A consultation on a digital version of the pound sterling was formally launched by the Central Bank of England and the British government on February 7. According to the most recent information published by Yahoo News, the nation is actively creating the digital pound, with a debut date that may occur later in the present decade. The news statement that the future development of a new central bank currency would be planned for by the bank and the Treasury suggests that this digital currency is not yet a question but rather a possibility. When will this digital pound project bloom? At this point, it is still uncertain whether the digital pound sterling will be made available, but it is significant to highlight that the procedure is already in motion. The design phase will run at least until 2025, and the consultations will last for around 4 months. Then and only then will a choice be made about this digital currency. If it is agreed to move forward with the digital currency project, it will unavoidably require a substantial investment, which may show up later in the decade, as 2030 draws closer. The two institutions, according to the paper, concurred that the CBDC may have use in the future given the possibility of changing consumer spending patterns for cash and credit cards. Additionally, stable coins and cryptocurrencies are currently being used by more and more people and businesses. The Bank of England and many officials await the updates. Officials in the nation seem to embrace the upcoming digital pound in large numbers. In October, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Finance Minister Andrew Griffith issued a warning against delaying the formation of the CBDC, claiming that doing so might harm the nation's economy in the future. John Cunliffe, the Deputy Governor for Financial Stability at the Bank of England, has also advocated for the development of a central bank digital currency. He claimed that CBDCs gives the opportunity to wipe the slate clean and that they resolve issues with international payments in a paper written for the G20 last year.